As we turn now to our time for our joys and concerns, Jonathan, I believe, has something he would like to share with us.
Thank you, Jay. I wanted to come before the church this morning just to announce the joy that Britton and I have. And that is, we are grateful for the church family that we have here. It's a little harder than I thought it was. But this is our last month here in Warsaw. Britton and I accepted a new promotion to WD Boys Council with in Peoria, Illinois. I will be directly responsible. Where I'm coming from with the Osage Trails and Kinderhook districts, I've been directly responsible over the past 3 years in charge of 60 units, about 1,000 kids, and raising about $40,000 to benefit scouting. The area I will be moving to, I'll be directly responsible for 150 units, 4,000 scouts, and will be raising $180,000 annually to benefit scouting. So, Britt and I just ask for your prayers over the next couple months as we move to a new area. Find new friends and enjoy some new fellowship. So, thank you.
What a great joy and a concern. We will certainly be in prayer for you, and we will miss you. We've appreciated your time here with us. We also have several prayer requests here. We have a request for prayer for Andrew Goodwin, who is facing surgery on 8/13 to re-break an ankle and put in pins. And I can really appreciate that one because I've been there four times. So make sure you keep Andrew in our prayers. Amy Perez's mom, Sharon Arnold, is in the hospital with congestive heart failure. And if your name is Jim, look out, because we have three Jims on this one sheet. Jim Holcroft went to hospital and is back home. He has tests this week for high white cell count. We have a prayer concern for Jamie's dad, Jim, and Eric's dad, whose name is Jim. And so they are in need of prayer. The card doesn't specify exactly what their problems are, but we certainly want to keep those in prayer. And I'm sure there are others that are unspoken. And also in the back of your bulletin, you will find others who are in need of prayer, who are in nursing homes and assisted living residents, and others that remain on our prayer list that we pray for daily and weekly. And certainly don't forget our armed forces. We're losing more and more armed forces personnel in Afghanistan. It just seems like things move from Iraq to Afghanistan. So we certainly want to keep all of those armed forces personnel in our prayers. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Oh, Lord God, as we come thanking you again for this opportunity to be here in your house, we just ask you for your presence, not only with us here this morning, but with each of these that we've mentioned that are suffering illnesses. We just ask that you touch them, Lord, be with them. Let them feel your grace and your healing power, Lord. We know of others that are unmentioned, Lord, that need your prayer and your help also. And we don't neglect those. We just don't always have their names right in front of us. But we have them in our hearts and our minds. And, Lord, we just ask that you be with those. Be with those, Lord, that are not with us because they're traveling or for whatever reason this morning that they aren't with us, Lord. We just ask your guidance and direction for them, your ever-loving hand to be on them. And now as we go forward in this service and this week, we just ask your touch that you will be with Cliff as he brings the message this morning and be with each of us as we go throughout the week. These things we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.